Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, July the 22nd, 2022, 7/22/22. 12 minutes past the hour and a beautiful 84 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Tonight, I'll be with you alone for the ride. Angie is under the weather tonight. So it's just me and you on the toll-free line on this getaway Friday night. So hopefully we have a lot of calls tonight, because you, the caller, will be the co-host on tonight's program. Did want to start out the program talking a little bit about Vince McMahon retiring. I guess that's the big news of the day. Vince McMahon retiring as CEO and president of the WWE after a 40-year run. And, you know, I guess whether you like or dislike wrestling, pro wrestling, like or dislike Vince McMahon, that's a very, very big story to see a guy announce his retirement after 40 years. And he really was the guy who made wrestling a national staple. It used to be territorial. Every part of the country had their own type of wrestling. And Vince McMahon took it national in the early 80s with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and people like that. And now he's hanging it up, as they say, after a 40-year run. How about that? 77 years old. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to that? That was a pretty big story today. 740-751-4038. Or is there anything on anybody's mind from our program earlier today? I had a great time. We had Dinah Manoff from Empty Nest on, also in the movie. She's in the movie Grease, which people love that movie Grease. Now, that was never one of my favorite movies, but she was in that movie. I can't remember what character Dinah Manoff was in Grease. I think, wasn't her last name like Maraschino, something like that? Good actress, though. I enjoyed having her on. And Tom Snyder's daughter today, really enjoyed having her on. Well, we're getting a call right off the top here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you talking about Vince McMahon and WWE?
Yeah, 40 years hanging it up today.
Well, you know why it really is, though, right?
I do. He's had a little trouble in the last month with some scandal.
Well, I mean, these guys like him and other guys who are pretty arrogant, like him and Trump, you know, I mean, they think they can just do whatever they want, and he didn't realize him taking the company public that, you know, the board could take him out. And, he's basically forced out. I mean, he's saying retired, he just was very arrogant about it. Not that he's a bad guy, or Trump's a bad guy, or, you know what I mean, just that. Pretty arrogant about the whole thing, you know what I mean? Thinking that, I can still do this, and it won't, you're crazy, man.
Well, you know, I was looking at it, though, today. In the wrestling business, I mean, obviously, we pay attention to the stars on television, but had there not been Vince McMahon, I don't know that wrestling would have grown to the heights and the salaries that people made.
Well, you know, before Vince McMahon was giving out the real big money, Ted Turner and Bischoff over at TNN and TBS, they were handing out the money. I mean, that's why they're in the mid to late 90s, all the guys who were the big stars, Razor Ramon, they created that NWO, and all those guys were getting the money. And heck, I mean, Bret Hart, they were trying to give Bret Hart $10 million or $10 million more than WWE was going to give him.
Well, you know, yeah, they certainly gave out a lot of money, but I think what Vince McMahon was able to do was create the atmosphere.
Don't get me wrong, he ran off all the other big, you know, like WCW went away. I mean, it was called the Monday Night Wars back in those days, and the WWE ran off WCW, you know, they kind of dissolved into them, and, yeah, he took it to, made it multi, he became a billionaire off of it, you know what I mean?
He became a billionaire, but I just, you know, when I think about this today, and obviously his retirement will go down as a little scandal, a little marred, but does that wipe out all the good he did for 40 years and all the entertainment he brought people?
No.
I mean, he's, you know, the guy who...
Guys are pretty loyal to McMahon. I mean, despite everything, you know what I mean? Like, Triple H, Mark Levesque, he is his son-in-law. He married his wife, Stephanie.
Who I guess is going to be the new president of the company.
Which was kind of something you thought was going to happen anyway. But a lot of these guys are real loyal to him, you know? And I mean, probably not to a fault. I mean, he made them all rich, you know what I mean?
Well, I just think back, you know, what Vince McMahon did, I think, you know, he and Hulk Hogan in the early 1980s created a national atmosphere for wrestling that really had not there. And I think his legacy as a promoter will probably be unparalleled. And it's kind of sad that you have to go out this way, that he couldn't have gone out on his own terms.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's not like he's going to be losing anything.
You know, but to a guy like that, I'll tell you something I've learned about people, billionaires, millionaires, people who have a lot of money. They don't do their jobs.
What's that now?
I said, I'll tell you one thing I've learned about guys like him who are billionaires and millionaires. They don't do that for their money. They love their work, and that's how they became billionaires.
Well, like you always say, I don't know if you ever heard this. You know, retirement is just a reward for being poor. Those guys who are billionaires and millionaires, when they keep on working, because, I mean, they love what they do.
Well, and I find it hard to believe that he's really going to go to retirement.
All these guys. Steve Jobs died on the job, and didn't he die a few years back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like these guys dying, super billionaires die on the job. Like, man, go live out on your yacht.
Well, but if you enjoy your job, I think it's more. You know, there people who are super successful don't like vacations. They like to work. They like being in the thick of it. And you know, how many people who perform on stage say they want to die on stage?
Yeah. I don't want to die doing what I love.
Well, I don't know. I feel bad for Vince McMahon a little bit because I'm sure this was not his decision in the end. And when you're...
No, for sure not. Like, he was totally blindsided by it.
Right, and you know, in the end, that's a sad way to go out because what will his life be like? He's 77 now. He is a billionaire. What's he going to do? I mean, it's... He's leaving what his life has been for 40 years and a company that he built. Now, had he not taken that company public, this would not have happened. I bet there's a lot of regret there.
Sure wouldn't have. He would have had all his yes men in place.
Well, you know, here's the thing I don't understand about the women. Now, there was all these NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, but I don't know that he was forcing people to do anything. I didn't see that in any of the reporting.
Well, maybe that hasn't come out yet. I have no idea either. I don't want to speculate, but we're around the same age, Scott, and it kills me, and I can't believe how many of these creeps are out there like that, these old guys, even young guys.
Well, you know.
How many of these creepy guys, you know, like, I don't know, like.
Well, why do you think that is, though? Do you think that's what all, that's a rap on men, that all men are driven by women, I guess.
You know, I'm not going to say driven by women. It's just that some of them are like that, you know? They're just creeps, man.
But do you think they know it? Do you think they, like Vince McMahon, now do you think he thought he was doing anything wrong?
These guys think that any woman wants them. These
right.
people that are like that.
Right.
And they think that any woman wants them. And you got to think, especially like, I mean, if you didn't just come straight out and say that this is for a money thing, or, you know what I mean? Like, this young woman does not want you. Like, I'm sure, you know, at his age, his money's set in place that if he divorced his wife, whatever would happen, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, you know,
I don't know.
I think about the whole relationship spectrum just in general. I mean, how many people are really together because they really like the other person, or are there extenuating circumstances? You know, when people get married, they feel like they're stuck. You know, I don't want another divorce. I don't want to split up if we have kids. I don't want to do this. There are always extenuating circumstances, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, people always say, you know, like, I've never been married myself, but, you know, I've been in a long relationship. This is a 50-50 thing. And, you know, just from what I've learned from, you know, my parents being together my whole life. And, I, you know, it's, you have your days, agreements, disagreements, you know, but, you know, staying faithful to that person is one of the easiest things you could do in a relationship.
Well, apparently not for some of these billionaires and millionaires.
And that shows you just how lazy they are in the relationship.
At the end of the day, what is Vince McMahon's legacy? How is, when the history books are written...
Oh, he's the king of wrestling. You know, he's one of the greatest promoters of all time, that's for sure. Like him, Don King, you know, as far as promoting, putting their, you know, their things out there.
Do you think this is really the end for him?
I don't know what else he can get into. I mean, I'm sure he's going to put his voice out there on things. He may make his appearance on shows or something like that. And as it is, I mean, all the people that are in place, it's like a puppet, I don't want to say puppet regime, but they're all his guys. I mean, like I said, Triple H is his son-in-law. So, you know,
well, and his daughter's running the company.
From behind. Huh?
I say his daughter's running the company now.
See, I don't know how many daughters he has, but I thought him and his daughter were at odds.
Well, the story I read today, his daughter Stephanie was the interim CEO while this investigation was going on.
Yeah.
And
she's the one who's married to, Stephanie McMahon's married to Triple H.
Yeah.
The other guy.
So it looks like, well, I'm sure if he wants to give advice to her, he will.
Exactly. Who's to say? I mean, he's tough. He could be still pulling the strings from behind the curtain, you know, as they say. I don't know. I
think it's just shock. I was. What got me, I mean, we all knew he was being investigated, but he does own the majority of shares in that company. And what was shocking to me is the shock of people who are in the wrestling industry when they heard this today, because the word on Vince McMahon was all he loved to do was work. That he worked,
yeah.
You know, 12, 14 hours a day. He didn't like vacations. He never took it off. He was going to die on the job, and now he announces his retirement. I don't think people ever thought this day would come. Whether it's fully factual or not, I don't think they ever thought it would come from him, that he's retiring.
Well, it's happened now, and you know, there's more he could do about it. Hey, Scott, I'll hang up and listen. You know, appreciate you taking my call. I got to get a little off here. I'll listen some more later.
Hey, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yep.
And like I say, the phone lines are wide open tonight, 740-751-4038, 26 minutes past the hour. You know, the Vince McMahon thing is a bigger subject than just Vince McMahon and his career being over in the wrestling industry. But it's, you know, how do these men treat these women who work for them? And Vince McMahon's a married man. I don't know how long he's been married, quite a long time. His wife, Linda, has tried to run for some offices and She worked at the company, and I believe she was in the Trump administration. She had a position there. Small Business Bureau, I think. And I don't think they live together. I think she's in Florida. He's still up in Connecticut. Now, they stay married, but clearly she's been aware for some time of his infidelities. I don't know. You know, the whole male-female thing is just complicated. Now, if you find somebody good, you're a very, very, very lucky person. And I'm not saying that you can't find somebody good, because you certainly can. But boy, it takes a lot of work. And you know, sometimes you can look at people and say, man, I don't think that's working. Or you can just tell sometimes. Let me put it that way. Anybody have anything to say about this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz on this getaway Friday night. Beautiful Friday night here in the Marion area. Let's see, I got some emails today. We talked an awful lot about COVID today. Got an email from a listener here that said, hello, Scott. Just our household and COVID. Four of us went on a trip over the 4th of July. All four of us ended up with COVID, which I'm sure came from the plane. We got lax with the mask wearing. We all had at least three of the four shots, so symptoms were not too bad. I tested yesterday and was negative. Still have a little bit of a cough. Definitely will be more mask wearing, as seems to be different views as to bring immune after having it. Now, that's interesting. Now, this might have been somebody who was against mask wearing. Now, see, if you've listened to this station, you are aware of the opinions of some people who've been on this stations in regard to COVID and airplanes. Now, here we've got a family of four who went on a trip over the 4th of July, and all four of them ended up with COVID. And this person feels it came from the plane. Now, I did get another email from them later in the day today. Said, hi, Scott, just an extension of the previous conversation. The number of cases is going up for sure, but it's got to be even higher due to folks like us that tested home with the free rapid tests and have mild symptoms and self-quarantine, but not actually are being reported. At the bank today with a mask and was very aware of surroundings. I don't think they will ever get the non-maskers to go back to wearing them. Also, I was wondering why the white testing tent by the post office is gone. Have you heard? Looks strange with it gone. My understanding was people are worn out. This has been a real societal thing, this whole COVID thing. This has been a real sociological study. Because I was saying this morning how yesterday I was trying to strike up a conversation with somebody in the medical profession, and all I said was, I heard COVID cases are going back up. Have you seen that? And all the person said was, I'm so over COVID. Well, yeah, I think we all are. I don't think anybody likes it. I don't think anybody wants it. But I think there's a fatigue in the human, psyche about this whole COVID thing at this point. But I do think the tent went away because they started doing the testing at the offices. I think that's why it went away. And there weren't as many cases. But you know what? We get lax, I guess. And things happen. And here we are. 30 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. I'll tell you what the problem is going to be. God forbid somebody's going to get this who has not had it before. Like President Biden. It seems like people are getting it who have not heretofore had it. Made it through 2.5 years and did not get it. But now, because everything is so lax, nobody's wearing masks, nobody's trying to push the vaccine, people are getting together in large groups again, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I hope everybody will be safe, but I don't know. I just don't know what the end result of that's going to be. It's kind of like when this all started. You know, I remember the first time I heard COVID, and I thought, well, that, you know, this isn't going to shut down the world. That can't happen. Well, joke was on me, I guess. Because by the end of the week, pretty much everything was shut down. I never thought anything could shut down the schools and the restaurants and things like that. It changed the world. And I think the after effects will go on for a long time. And now in Columbus, they're recommending that people wear masks inside again. Because the situation is getting so dire again in Columbus. Now, here's the problem. When left up to our own admissions and own decisions, we seem not to handle this very well. When the government is controlling the situation, things go down. Things get okay. But when we are left up to our own devices, it seems like things go up. And then people say, well, why is the government trying to control me? Well, it would seem, probably, because a problem seems to develop when the government's not involved in this. It's kind of like a speed limit. You know, we would not need a speed limit if everybody drove the correct speed. But if you don't put a law on it, people will drive like maniacs. You know, 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. And it's going to cause more wrecks. It's just the way it is. Why do you think that is? Give me a buzz here. 33 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I went to Wendy's for dinner tonight, and it was very, very good. As I keep saying, I know some people disagree with me, but I think Wendy's has the best hamburgers in town, certainly in a fast food atmosphere. And I was talking about that earlier today on the air. You know, hamburgers in general, it's becoming more expensive to cook them at home than it is to go buy one at a restaurant or a fast food place. And I'm starting to see where restaurants are going out of business because they can't afford the food. Didn't I hear earlier today that there's some restaurants that are now going to food trucks because they can't afford the food cost? Some restaurants are going out of business because they can't afford the food costs? A lot of local restaurants. I mean, what are you to do if you're a local restaurant? Anybody have any thoughts on this? Give me a buzz. Anybody ever been in the restaurant business? Or new people in the restaurant business? What do you do when food costs get so high that you can no longer have employees buy the food, have a markup that'll let you pay the bills and make some money? Tough business. 740-751-4038. 35 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. 740-751-4038. What is on your mind tonight? Well, let's see here. You know, we do have You know, I was given these Family Feud cards by Terry Tackett, I believe, a few weeks ago. Now, we might do some of this. Would you like to do some of this? Let me see here. We might have a little special thing here in a second. But we do have some Family Feud here. Now, this is a fun category. Let's see if we can do this one. Name an expression that starts with the word hi. And we've got six answers. Name an expression that starts with the word hi. We'll have a fun Friday here. 740-751-4038. Now, this is interesting. Did anybody hear the other day that there was a mix-up that people thought President Biden had cancer when he had COVID? I guess Joe Biden gave a speech at a former coal-fired power plant in Massachusetts, and it led to wide claims on social media that he had made a significant announcement not about climate change, but about his health. And there was a claim that he had announced he had cancer. The fact was, is that he had appeared in Massachusetts at a power station to announce new steps to combat climate change, calling it an emergency and promising more robust action. Now, apparently a Republican running for Congress wrote, Joe Biden announces he has cancer. Now, why do that? See, that's where people, I just don't understand. Why do people want to confuse people? Joe Biden does not have cancer. He has COVID, not cancer. So let's straighten that all out. By the way, I hear all this news about this Wahlburgers opening up in, is it the Hollywood Casino is where they've opened up this Wahlburgers? It's a TV show, isn't it? Wahlburgers. Has anybody been over to the Hollywood Casino? I haven't been there for quite some time. Let's see here. I think we're getting a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi there.
I'm so glad you called in.
I'm answering one of your questions. I'm not telling you hi.
Well, that's right. Don't be polite or anything.
Well, no, I was just explaining, but hello, good evening.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you called in, though, because it reminded me to let everybody know that the Colonial Coin Ministry is going on tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know,
and I have more info. Number one, it's not always the same church that does that. There's different churches that do it. And the lady at the laundromat says they're not sure if this church will provide soap and softener. They may and they may not. So,
well, which church is it?
They didn't say. She just said, as a matter of fact, she wasn't even sure. But she said that different churches do it. And just to be on the safe side, bring some soap and softener. But they may have it, they may not.
So now it's at the Colonial Coin Laundromat, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Both
tomorrow.
Both locations, 11 to 2, yep.
Okay, tomorrow, Saturday, July the 23rd. Now, mm-hmm. You might need to bring soap and softener, so
yes.
You better bring it.
Okay. So it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
So some churches are a little skimpy on this.
Well, I wouldn't use that word.
What word would you use?
You might. I'm not.
Well, no, I don't even know what church it is.
Right, neither do I.
I haven't been to a laundromat in a long time. How much does the washer and the dryer cost?
I think it depends on different laundromats or different prices. But when I went, I just got a washer, but mine broke down in November. And for a few months, I was going to the laundromat. And the cheap washers, I go to Colonial Coin. It's my favorite laundromat. Clean, they're friendly. I mean, it's a one-stop shop. They've got everything you need. Not to turn this into a commercial.
Do they have
magazines, vending machines, pinballs, you name it.
Pinball?
Yeah. So, they got the claw game. You know, the claw that comes out and gets it. Anyway.
The what?
The claw game.
Oh, the claw.
The grabber.
Oh, yes.
So, the cheap washers were like $4.75. That was like for the single loaders. And then they had like ones that the next step up were like seven something. And then like if you wanted the whole shebang, like the biggest one that they've got, that one was like $8.75 or $9.
Dollars?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. I remember going into a laundry.
Yeah, but you can do like 60 pounds of laundry in the $9 one.
60 pounds of laundry.
That's what thing. That's what it advertises on the door.
Now, who has 60 pounds of laundry?
I don't know.
Now, do you separate your laundry? Do you do towels, whites, and darks, or do you have a different situation?
I separate them by color, by how they're soiled, by...
How like they're soiled?
Well, if you have something that's heavily, you wouldn't want to throw, like, something that has mud or dirt or whatever in with a white sweater. I mean,
well, see, I was under the impression for a long time that you should not wash whites with darks because it'll dull the whites.
Right. Yeah. And like dirt when it's coming out. I mean, this isn't helpful hints from Heloise or anything, but I have common sense, and that dictates that dirt will redeposit on other laundry. And if it's lighter colored, that's how you get, you know, clothes that are clean but they look dingy.
Yes.
Well, that's how you get that right there. You don't separate them and wash them proper.
Now, do you wash your towels separately?
Before we can continue this conversation, I am going to, from this point forward, require you put an R in that word.
What's that? Towels?
Don't act brand new, Scott.
You got to put an R. I don't think there's an R in towels.
Wash. Say it with me.
You want me to say, I can't, that's not proper. I'm an English teacher. I'm not from West.
We're talking about towels.
I'm not from West Virginia.
Neither am I.
Now, where did you come up with that word?
That's what I grew up hearing.
Did your aunt teach you that?
I got a couple aunts. I don't have an aunt.
See, when you get aunts, you have to wash your clothes because you don't want aunts in those.
Is this payback for the tuna fish joke from the other day?
Hey, listen, you know I don't have much to do around here. There was a lady.
Yeah, you're just sitting around doing nothing.
I got nothing to do. Why not?
Watching the wallpaper peel.
Gee whiz. I'll tell you, what happened to that lady?
Where's your sidekick?
Huh?
Where's your sidekick?
She's out sick tonight, a little bit under the weather. I think she is listening.
Hi, Ange.
Yeah. I know, I kind of dragged down the show when it's just me. Did you listen to Dinah Manoff or Tom Snyder's daughter earlier?
I was on my way to the bank, and I heard bits and pieces of her. I thought that was very, very intelligent, what she did with putting her, like, having the, whatever the word for it is, the intelligence, I guess, to know that, you know, not to just squander money away because you would need it. A lot of people, I think, when they hit fame and fortune, it sounds like they just, or the lottery or any of that.
Yeah, but you know, it makes me sad that people don't know Empty Nest, because I love that show.
I remember it, but, like, not real popular.
Hey, Angie is out there listening. She just said, tell Sarah hello.
Aww.
Hey, now, I know you have nothing to do. Hey, I know you're not doing anything. So
no,
just
I just took a break from my Panda Express to call in.
Okay, hold there for a second. Because I want to do something, because this will cheer you up. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll never be.
It'll only take a minute. This is going to be great for the audience. Get ready, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm scared.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on.
Doesn't that make you happy? That's the Empty Nest theme song.
There's 2 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
That was about a minute. I could play you I could give you the Poison Control hotline.
Now, what one I like?
Oh, it's awful. It's terrible. It's one of the most terrible
really
bits
is.
Of... I mean, why are you so happy to be poisoned?
You have a point there.
I've never heard anything like that in all my life.
Yeah, why are you so happy to be? That's hilarious. Was that the show of Park Overall?
Yes, that was Empty Nest. Yes.
Didn't they have like a big dog on that show?
Yeah, Dreyfus. Hey, hold on here. Hang with me. I know you got nothing to do.
1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Well, I've done my good deed for the night.
Right, the next time I take a swig of antifreeze, I'll have to remember that jingle.
You know,
from the number.
You want that to be confidential, because who's drinking antifreeze?
I know, right?
Well, I was drinking
No,
I was drinking my lemonade, and by mistake, I grabbed the antifreeze jug and knocked it back. What are they going to tell you to do at the Poison Control Center? They're going to say, go to the hospital.
Well, you do treat some of it differently. Some, you're supposed to drink, like, copious amounts of water or milk or whatever,
Now, wait a second. Did you just use the word copious?
I thought you'd be proud of me.
Well, I am proud, but you...
Well, I'm going to look it up when we hang up to make sure I use
the
right context.
No, you did. You used it perfectly, but a second ago you wanted me to say warsh, and now you're using copious?
I want you to become fluent in Serenese.
My goodness, this is a copious conversation.
Anyway, I know some things you drink, they want you to drink, and then other things, I think, acid-related stuff, you're not supposed to, like, eat or drink anything, I don't think.
Now, what was your guess, by the way? Hi what?
Hi there.
Oh, hi there. No, these are... Try again. Name an expression that starts with the word hi.
Okay, so it's like one word?
No, it's two words. Sometimes it's three words.
You're going to tell me hi there ain't on that list?
Well, I... What, run that by me again in English. What?
Hi there. Hi there is not on that list?
No, hi there isn't on this list.
Well, that's you know, you got to admit, some of these lists are just stupid.
Well, I don't make these lists. You know, I talk to the callers like I talk to my students. That's what I say. I say, run that by me again in English.
Let's see. Hi-dee-ho?
Are you Cab Calloway or something?
Who's that?
The guy who sang hi-dee-hi-dee-ho.
No.
Well, where do you think Heidi Heidi Ho came from? You thought.
Hey, and by the way, just to let you know, you have to have a CDL to drive a school bus.
I was getting you work earlier on.
I already got work, thank you very much.
Yeah, but I get you two jobs. I know you got nothing to do.
I wouldn't be able to sit around and talk all day on the radio. I might have to actually work.
Oh, you don't have to pay attention driving a school bus.
Close your eyes and give it gas.
Hey, listen, apparently these people at schools, they'll take anybody at this point. They got so many jobs open. Holy mackerel.
Well, anyway, so I guess I'm out of guesses. I'm a loser.
Well, don't tune out. Keep guessing, because we don't have any guesses, and we'll see if anybody else gets these. But we have six answers here and nothing. Think of the word hi. And first of all, Heidi Ho is not spelled H-I-G-H.
Wow. I'm sorry, Professor Spears.
Well, we could start singing like you and Nate do, Donnie and Marie.
I'm sorry you had to dumb it down for me, Scott.
No, I'm just... Heidi Ho, I think, is H-I, you know. I don't know.
Well, how are you... Okay, so can you give me a... I'm a really good guesser. Give me a clue.
Like, I'm one of the answers?
Just anything. Give me a clue. I don't want to go out like this.
Okay, let's say that you wanted that job at the school. What would you have?
An interview.
with the word hi in it.
Hire date?
Now, I'm not trying to be mean here, because I think I'm coming off mean in this conversation. But where is the word high?
Why is it when people say, I don't mean to offend you? It's like then if there's a floodgate of offense.
Well, no, because I'm just gonna point out something, but I know you'll take it badly. But where in the phrase higher date is the word high?
I don't know. I'm gonna go be a loser. Let somebody else guess.
No. What'd you get at Panda Express, by the way? Every time I go there, they're out with whatever I order.
They're getting a bad review for me tonight. Uh-oh. Let me just let you know that.
What happened?
I take the surveys. I don't know if everybody else just crumbles their receipts up and tosses them in file 13, but I be taking my surveys, and they're good. Now, the Super Greens, I know they're done, like, al dente anyway. It's not like you couldn't strain it through your teeth to begin with, but this is, like, raw. It's not even cooked. And
it's my
roast chicken, Super Greens.
Yeah.
And then,
it's supposed to be raw, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, they cook them, so they soften them up. They cook them a little, but not through and through. But these are, like, completely crunchy, raw, and nasty. And then I got orange chicken and black Angus pepper steak, and it's cold. You can tell they're getting ready to close. And I get that they're not going to whip up a fresh batch of everything, but this stuff is, like, not even warm.
Well, why didn't you go back through? Here's what you do. Are they still open?
I'm going to blast them on their survey, and hopefully their boss or corporate or somebody reads it.
Are you sitting over there in their parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you do. Go back through that drive-thru and blow right through that speaker. Just go right up to the window, and whoever sticks their head out there, just grab them by the neck and say, listen, Hop Sing, if you think I'm going to eat this food like this, you're nuts. So you better turn up the flame on that burner in there, or else we're going to have trouble.
And then what's my backup plan for when I get arrested, evil genius?
Well, you call that lady who called into the show, because she's got a lot of time on her hands. She'll come bail you out.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a humdinger of a plan. What could go wrong?
Good luck with
that. I'm going to go get arrested. Have a good show.
See, keep guessing. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Phone lines are open. Name an expression that starts with the word high. H-I-G-H. You know, Sarah has a lot of... I like Sarah. Sarah's got a great personality. You can play around with her. I like people who I can have fun with, without them getting offended. Go ahead, caller.
High as a kite.
High as a kite. Well, that is high. You're very close. Not high as a kite, but not far off. Now, do you think I'm rude to Sarah?
No.
No, you were just having a good time.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear Dinah Manoff and Tom Snyder's daughter earlier?
I heard most of Dinah Manoff.
Now, what'd you make of her? I liked her.
I don't even remember who she is, but...
Then you don't remember Empty Nest?
I remember Empty Nest, but I don't remember her character. I didn't watch it much.
Now, Grease? Not a fan of Grease?
I watched Grease, but I don't remember what she was in that either.
I think
what she looks like.
I think her last name was Maraschino. She had, like, the pinkish hair in the movie, I think. Was it pink? I don't think I've ever seen Grease bell to bell.
If I knew what she looked like, I might remember.
She was one of the bigger stars. Let me see if I can Google this real quick and see what she looked like in Grease. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but... Oh, my goodness. How's your night?
Oh, not too bad.
You know, it's kind of a nice night here. I hear there's going to be a lot of rain next week. Now, in the movie Grease, she kind of had the brownish hair. I think at the end, she's the one who I think in the end danced with Ed Cookie Burns.
Oh, I don't remember Grease that well myself.
I've
seen it, but, you know, it's not a movie I remember everything goes on.
Now, I think she had one of the final dances at the end with you remember Ed Cookie Burns?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he was the DJ in the movie, I think.
And she started off when she was 17, she said.
Yeah, her parents. She grew up in a showbiz household.
Yeah, that helps you get jobs, you know, when you grow up in a household like that.
Yeah, well...
Many of, you know, actors' kids and family get into it.
Now, what do you think about old Vince McMahon hanging it up after 40 years?
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt him that much. He's still worth a lot. You don't think it might hurt him if this is working. But myself, I can find plenty of other things to do, you know, than work.
Well,
now, if I had a lot of money, I would not be worried to death and work myself to death to make more money when I could live comfortably and, you know, very comfortably for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, some people
enjoy that.
They love their work.
Right.
They get up in the morning to do their work. And, you know, I like doing this, and I've tried to explain this to people over the years. I like it, but if I had to do something else, it'd be okay, because what I really like is people. I like interacting with people. I would not be good at a desk job in an office away from people. That's what I like. I like the interaction. So it's really not the radio. I like the radio, but I'm like this in person. I mean, if you came and saw me at the grocery store or you saw me in public, I'm asking questions. I'm the same person. So it's really not radio. I mean, you know, if you go, you go. But I find everything interesting.
It was like Cal Lamb, you know. He worked in there. I mean, you know, he didn't do a lot of work, but he was there, you know, every day, you know, up until, you know, he died. So, but he just, if he sold it and had nothing to do, you know, that was his life, you know.
Well, I think that's okay. If it's something you don't like, now that's, I feel bad about that.
Right.
I don't like people who are stuck in things they don't like doing. That is a wasted life because you only get one. But, you know, if you've done it, and you're still happy. But I get the impression Vince McMahon's going to be depressed because I don't think he wanted to leave.
No, to leave something that he built, too.
Yeah, and was so good at. I mean, clearly what he did with Hulk, I don't know what he's done in the last, I haven't watched it in 20 years. I've watched the old stuff, but not the new stuff. But the stuff he did with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, I mean, that's very revolutionary stuff in its day.
Yeah, made them stars, but I've never been much on wrestling.
It was something. Hey,
yeah, it's too fake for me, you know.
Stay with me because we're gonna come back for a whole another hour. We're coming up on a break here, but stay with me and we'll hopefully get some of these answers.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, stay with me. I got a whole another hour here. Angie out under the weather tonight, but she'll be back. The Family Feud question: name an expression that starts with the word "hi." Now, we've got six answers here, and nobody's got any of them yet. H-I-G-H. Now, it starts with that word. So the first word has to be hi, H-I-G-H. 740-751-4038. Well, maybe we'll hear from Sarah and Lee and our first caller next hour. We can only hope. And maybe some new callers out there in listener land. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't tune away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding